The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This month, when you walk into a Colombian cafe in Kendall called La Candelaria, you're met by música decembrina, December music, meaning Colombian Navidad or Christmas music, like this old-time cumbia favorite, El Año Viejo. Yo no olvido el año viejo. The fun part is when Colombians like Ángela Upegui walk into La Candelaria, full of decembrina spirit, and start singing along. Una yegua blanca y una buena suegra. But Upegui didn't come in for Christmas music. She's on a quest for one of the two things she says are essential to any Colombian Christmas.
En Christmas es important combination, baby Jesus with buñuelo.
Buñuelos. Upegui walks up to the bakery counter and points to a neat pile of brown, round pastries you might mistake for ski balls if you weren't in a cafe. They're not dripping with a gooey holiday glaze. In fact, they're more salty than sweet. Just fried dough and cheese, really. And yet...
No buñuelo, no Christmas.
You heard the woman, and she's a paisa, someone from Colombia's second largest city, Medellin, where the most common Colombian buñuelo recipe originated. The buñuelo, in fact, is one of the most popular Christmas foods not just for Colombians, but a number of Latin American cultures. And yet outside the Latino community, even in South Florida, it's generally unknown. But why is a food so seemingly plain so loved in a season of sensory delights like Christmas?
It's delicious, and every Christmas, all family is very happy to celebrate with the buñuelo and combination with the natilla.
Did you catch that last part? Natilla. That's the sweet stuff. Natilla is a Colombian custard also very popular at Christmas if you pair it with buñuelos. So is hot chocolate with a buñuelo. You get the point. In December, the nondescript everyday buñuelo assumes a more cherished role, the anchor of Christmas treats.
Yo le pido al cielo estas navidades.
It's enough to make a paisa like Upegui break out singing Christmas carols as she sits down with her chocolate, natilla, and buñuelo. But it's also cause for some interesting and unexpected history. The buñuelo wasn't born in Colombia or anywhere in Latin America. It comes from Spain, but not from the Spanish. It was most likely invented by the Moors, the Muslim Arabs who ruled medieval Spain for 8 centuries.
I'm familiarized not only with my own Puerto Rican version of the buñuelos that I have tasted since I was a kid, but as a Muslim, I found that they don't know how far back it goes.
Wilfredo Ruiz is a Florida spokesman for the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Sunrise. He's Puerto Rican, a culture that also prizes buñuelos, and he's Muslim and an expert on Moorish Spain. As Ruiz tells it, during a siege of Seville, Spain in the 11th century, wood, coal, and other oven fuels became scarce. So the ruler there asked his baker to find a more economical way to make bread.
And it came that concept of frying bread. This baker, known as Abdelaziz bin Drizzi, he just put that dough into boiling oil. Like what we call today a donut hole?
Spanish conquistadors brought them to Latin America, and Old World Muslims later brought them to Caribbean islands like Trinidad.
It has international adaptations of the same concept.
Especially within Latin America itself. In Puerto Rico, buñuelos are more savory. In countries like Mexico, they're sweeter, often smothered in sugar, cinnamon, or honey.
But few folks love them more at Christmas than Colombians, especially in Miami, home to the U.S.'s largest Colombian community. On Southwest 8th Street, near the Palmetto Expressway, Hector Cadavid can't make enough of them right now at his bakery, Pan de Bono. In fact, after I spoke with Cadavid, I asked to buy one of his buñuelos. When he turned around, I'm all out, he said. But he wasn't surprised. It may seem a simple thing, Cadavid said, but for us it means a cherished Colombian tradition. And in this age of Christmas excess, a refreshing one. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.